City Attorney Carmen Trutanich announced he's filing an injunction against a violent street gang in the San Fernando Valley, as Nicolette Collegian has our Nicolette Collegian has details on the effort to create a safe zone.
City Attorney Carmen Trutanich was a hardcore gang prosecutor back in the 80s. He is no stranger to the pain gangs inflict on a community.
I've seen the havoc that they can rain upon victims. I've held the hands of mothers who've lost sons from the deadly burst of bullets and senseless gun violence.
When an injunction is in place, gang members can't associate with each other or break laws in the designated safe zone. Trutanich points to a blown-up map identifying 2.7 square miles of the northeast San Fernando Valley where this injunction for the Columbus Street Gang will be in effect.
And when two people get together, you know they're not talking about, batting averages and pitching ERAs. They're talking about capering and gangbanging.
Police believe the gang is responsible for murder, assault, robberies, and drug sales in Panorama and North Hills. Captain Todd Chamberlain of LAPD's Mission Station says this injunction is an important tool for combating gang crime.
This is something that's mandated by the community, by the people who live there, by the people who have to be subjected to this ongoing harassment, this ongoing intimidation, this ongoing fear of the gang and the gang activity that's related to it.
Trutanich says that gang violence has no place in a civilized society.
When you have a kid who can't go out and play in the front yard because a bullet from down the street might hit him, that's not the neighborhood you want to be in.
Opponents of gang injunctions say they can violate civil liberties and disrupt the peace process among warring groups. Writer Celeste Freeman says it could even affect family gatherings.
You can have two brothers named, and literally they can't associate with one another, and if they associate in public, they can be arrested.
A violation of this injunction would result in up to 6 months in custody. Nicolette Collegian, Annenberg Radio News.